machine sent a Terminator back to the time before the war to kill my mother, Sarah Connor.
Sir, let me save her. What you're doing right now, this is the end of the war.
This is all wrong. John sent me here to save you.
From the Terminator that was sent back to kill me, I know, but we already took care of him.
We
have been waiting for you.
We can stop Judgment Day from happening.
Okay, here's the deal. Just like Jurassic World revitalized the Jurassic Park franchise after a string of substandard sequels, Terminator Genisys was made to breathe new life into the franchise. The new film takes us back to the beginning, which is to say the future, when John Connor sends Kyle Reese back in time to save Sarah Connor in 1984. However, when Reese gets there, he finds that some things have changed, including discovering multiple Terminators coming after them and Sarah having an original model as her protector. Soon they decide to travel to the future to stop Skynet from ever going online. It's not that the Terminator films haven't violated their timeline before, but in this installment, all rules are tossed out the window. The movie's timeline eventually turns in on itself so many times and threatens to implode. However, there are enough explosions, cool effects, and slick action sequences to make most audience members not care about that. The acting is either good or bad, with Jai Courtney as Kyle Reese representing the most bad throughout. Fortunately, when Schwarzenegger shows up, he shines in the role he was meant to play. Terminator Genisys is best viewed after recently watching the first two movies for no other reason than to catch all the Easter eggs buried in the film. But even without that, it's a fun summer movie that delivers on action and effects. Terminator Genisys gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.